This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. On Capitol Hill today, a handful of senators introduced a bill to make permanent the 10-year ban on assault weapons enacted in 1994. This action was expected, but the reaction from the White House was not. President Bush, long a champion of gun groups, has promised to sign the bill, provided it's not made more stringent than the current law. That appears to be a setback for the National Rifle Association, which is already lobbying Congress on another issue and worrying its voice may be muffled by new laws on campaign finance. NPR's Peter Overby reports from the Capitol.
California Democrat Dianne Feinstein was the lead sponsor of the original bill to ban the production, importation, and sale of semi-automatic weapons. It sparked one of the big battles over gun control in the 90s, but it's due to expire, or sunset in Capitol Hill jargon, in September 2004. Today, Feinstein, along with three other Democrats and Republican Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island, introduced a bill making the ban permanent. There's a new provision, too, prohibiting the import of oversized ammunition clips that hold dozens of rounds. At a press conference, Feinstein held up first one clip, then two more for the cameras.
And it's made in China, and it carries 75 bullets, and it fits under an AK-47. These are two banana clips, for example. Clipped together, you have up to 90 bullets.
The new bill shows every sign of being another turning point in the war between gun control and gun rights advocates. In recent elections, liberal Democrats have seen gun control as a losing issue in states such as West Virginia in the 2000 presidential race and again in key tests in 2002. As a lobbying force, the National Rifle Association is considered by many in Washington to be at the top of its game, which led one of the bill's co-sponsors, New York Democrat Charles Schumer, to ask the obvious question.
In a Washington where the NRA has virtual control of the Congress, does this bill have a snowball's chance in Hades of going anywhere? The answer is the American people are for it. We also have an ally at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue.
In fact, the White House is saying President Bush will sign the bill if gun control advocates don't put new, tougher enforcement measures into it. But White House spokesman Ari Fleischer downplayed the notion of any rift with the NRA.
The president focuses on this issue like he does on all. He focuses on the merits. He makes his determinations. Often the president will agree, of course, with the National Rifle Association. On this issue, he does not.
That makes the NRA's job clearer. Kill the bill in Congress so it never gets to the president's desk. Chris Cox is the association's chief lobbyist.
We will be working with leaders of Congress to make sure that never becomes, is never an opportunity.
Cox went on to say this.
We will certainly work, you know, within the letter of the law to see that this bill sunsets.
That's Capitol Hill code for a filibuster, a talkathon to block a final Senate vote until the underlying bill dies. But the NRA has other concerns at this moment. It has been working the Hill for months on behalf of another kind of ban it does support, a ban on liability suits against gun manufacturers by victims of gun violence. The bill the NRA backs has been passed easily in the House and has 52 co-sponsors in the Senate. But that does not guarantee the lawsuit protection will pass. Today, California Democrat Barbara Boxer promised a filibuster, or whatever else is necessary, to keep the Gunmaker Protection Bill from leaving the Senate. Complicating the NRA's lobbying task is the new campaign finance law. As rewritten last week by federal judges, it bars the association from spending its own corporate funds on lobbying ads if they mention specific lawmakers. Again, lobbyist Chris Cox.
At times, the only way for us to get our message out to not only the 4 million NRA members, but the 76 million other American gun owners without the filter of the national news media is through paid advertising. It's not always necessary, but clearly it's an option.
And an option that the gun rights supporters will exercise for the Feinstein bill. One close observer is promising the floor debate on assault weapons will be a 2-week food fight. Peter Overby, NPR News, the Capitol.